Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I want to talk a little about disease, a little bit about sickness, what the Lord's been showing me about that topic. You know, it seems like people are going to herbs and homeopathic avenues versus the good old 1912 Rockefeller pharmacy out of hell drugs. But the fact still remains, who are you going to put your trust in? A lot of New Agers love, you know, eating their dandelion soup and all this stuff. They love it. And I'm not saying, I know the Lord has given us, you know, for food and for medicine and all. He's given us the plants and I get all that. But what I'm getting at is, He says He heals all our diseases. So for the most part, let's think about this. What puts the diseases there? And you know, there's a lot of talk about parasites these days, that actually cancers are parasites. Which, hey, why not? Why not? They said the tumors are loaded with these little parasitic creatures, and certain herbs and whatever can kill them off. I'm good with that. But you know, I do believe your God, my God, has given us an immune system that could destroy anything. And many times I believe when he talked about fasting, I believe fasting was literally a reset for your body to get rid of the poisons. Instead of your body working extra hard to digest, it works extra hard just to get rid of things. You know, I'm not talking about a 30 or 40 day fast, even cutting off eating. Maybe between 3 and 4 p.m. Don't eat the rest of the day. Or start eating, just eat between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We're just talking now as far as your digestive system taking a break. But the more I was meditating on this, you know, I truly believe sin, what sin does to a body is brings anxiety. And the Lord tells us to be anxious for nothing, to worry about nothing. Imagine that. Anything we worry about can easily become an idol. And I think you know what I mean. I don't have to go into detail. Of course, if your kid's in the middle of the road and you see a car coming, that's different. I'm just talking about this nagging worry. I need one more dollar. Oh boy, I need one more promotion. You know what I'm getting at. This type of worry and anxiety. But let me tell you my thoughts on sin. Do you think adultery brings a little anxiety in somebody's life? Snooping around, got to do this adulterous act. Hope my wife doesn't find out. You know, hope my kids don't find out. Oh my goodness, I'll lose everything. You want to do that sin? I guarantee you, it'll bring a little anxiety into your life. And guess what comes? Disease. Murder. Murder. Let's say flat out murder. If you're a murderer, you think that might bring a little anxiety into your life? The plotting, the planning, the wondering, the thinking, the hatred, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think it might bring a little anxiety into your life? Sin? I think it might. How about fornication? Just going from this woman to that woman, or this man to that man. Phony baloney, getting used like a dish rag. All right? Sexual diseases. I'm just talking about the raw, sinful act here. Sexual diseases. Filth. Shame. Here comes anxiety. A little bit more on your nervous system. A little bit more on your immune system. How about greed? Greed. I want one more dollar. I want one more dollar. I want what my neighbor has. I work harder than him. And right behind greed, all the time bitterness could be coming in. But hey, greed, envy, bitterness, all components of anxiety, tension, nervousness. The opposite of peace, I believe, destroying your immune system. You getting what I'm getting here, gang? You could take the pills. You could take the herbs. That's cool. But I'm going to the symptom. I'm not going at the symptom. I'm going at the root right here, the root. How about covetousness? Can't share anything. I deserve it. I earned it. No, don't even look at me. I don't want to share it with you at all. 5 years ago, I gave you a spade shovel. You never returned it. I'm never giving you anything the rest of your life. You know, you get a pit in your stomach. All right. Covetousness. Here it comes. Worry. Anxiety. I don't want to lose anything. I don't want to share anything. I want it all for myself. I guarantee you. Here we go again. Anxiety. There goes your immune system. There goes your nervous system. How about bitterness and revenge? Woo! Bitterness and revenge. Why do you think the headache comes? Why do you think the stomach ache comes? Why do you think the sleepless nights come? Because you're anxious over it. Bitterness and revenge. And this is why the Lord warned us. Be anxious for nothing. Because before the anxiety sets in, there was something that caused the anxiety that allowed it to set in. Bitterness and revenge. I am just giving you the laundry list of evidence sins and how they could cause you to be anxious and cause you to destroy your body. So you don't have to run to a doctor or run to the fields and pull your miraculous roots out of the ground. There again, no problem with them. However, I think the Lord's already told us between fasting, walking righteously, clear conscience, when we're in a fork in the road and the Lord shows us sin, that's the job of the Holy Spirit. We don't choose sin. We choose righteousness. How about hatred? Ooh, I hate him. I hate him. Your face gets red. Your knuckles get white. You know, this is sure anxiety. And a lot of these demons, and I believe there's actually spirits of the Nephilim, demons, somehow, some way, behind every one of these activities, pulling levers for you to fall prey to any one of these activities. But hatred's huge. Hatred is huge. The Lord warns us about hatred. He says, if we hate our brother, we hate him. He tells us to forgive, to forgive. Yes. But you know, he gives us a little game plan also. He tells us to take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus. Adultery, murder, fornication, greed, covetousness, bitterness, revenge, hatred. For the most part, everything starts with a thought. A thought. Something's trying to make you commit adultery. You look at a woman. She looks at you. All of a sudden, it's crossed over to the line. You don't even have to say anything. The spirits are talking to one another. And now the claws in your brain. I can't even imagine fighting it without Jesus. You think your righteousness is going to fight that? Maybe it will for a while. But you need the Spirit of the living God to, number one, nip it in the bud immediately, where you turn your head and say, I am out of here. I will not sin with my eyes, as Job said. And it goes for everything else. Murder. Long before the physical act of murder took place, long before, you know, the trigger got triggered, there was a spirit of hate, right? And all these things come in and manifest themselves, and they destroy. Sin destroys. It destroys health. It destroys your nervous system. It destroys your immune system. I'm not even just talking about the destruction outside of you with your family and your kids and your relatives and your reputation. I'm not even talking about that. And I've seen it. And I'm not judging, but I can see evident sin. Evident sin, give me a break. I'd be a liar if you didn't see it. A lot of them have cut their lives short. You want to go, you know, you want to go with all the sex. You want to go with all the drunkenness. You want to smoke all the pot till you're, you know, floating around. You want to do all that. For the most part, at some time, they go to the doctors and they get a bad evaluation. And I think it's because of the demon of anxiety, because their immune system wasn't able to work. And I'm not even touching obesity. I'm not even touching, you know, overeating or anything like that. And you know what that sin is. That's sin. To just eat, eat, eat. Want, want, want. And we know what a temptation sugar is. For Pete's sake. I met a guy 3 weeks ago. This is a true story. His sugar number was 650. 650. Now, he's a younger guy, and he was determined. He went on a fast. He didn't eat a single thing for 21 days. True story. Just talk to him. 21 days. His sugar number now, he just got off the fast. He's eating bone broth and, long story short, it's at 95. At 95, and after he eats, it goes up to about 120. But you want to eat, eat, eat? You want to please your temple with all that sugar? These are realities, guys. These are realities. You know, everything wants to make an idol out of itself. Your money could cause covetousness. Your lack of money could cause covetousness. You know, if all you want to eat, your food becomes a god. You know, if all you want is sex, the adultery, the fornication becomes a god. And eventually, it attacks. It will attack. It's a sin because the consequences of sin are death. Now, I don't know how any of us are going to go, but I wouldn't mind going like Moses. Boom. The air just left his lungs. It's time to check out. Boop. Out of here. You know, he was 80 years old and he went up to Pharaoh. And Joshua and Caleb were still fighting at the age of 80. So even if you're in your 70s, 80s, 90s, listen to this. Don't give up. Keep using the body. It's your temple. God gave it to you. Use it till he takes it back. It's a rental unit. But in the meantime, just for your health, avoid sin. Because there's a consequence. Avoid anxiety and stress in your life. Anxiety and stress, for the most part, there's a sin hidden behind it. Examine yourself. What is making me anxious? You know, did I live off of borrowed money and now I can't pay it back? Yeah, maybe. Did I make a god out of somebody in my life and they stabbed me in the back? Yeah, maybe. These are all things you have to ponder, gang. We're all in this fight together. And anxiety attacks every one of us. So it's something to watch out for. Hold fast to Jesus. Hold fast to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Take the narrow road. Don't always worry about making friends. If you want to make friends, you're friendly, but you don't have to, you know what. You don't have to slop up to anybody. Do the right thing. Be a witness for the word of God. And God bless you all. Jesus is Lord, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.